Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we talked about multifamily operating expenses, what to expect, and how to budget. We covered the major expense categories and how to analyze them during due diligence. Today, we're talking about multifamily rent comps, how to determine market rent. At CREI Partners, we've learned that accurate rent comp analysis is a foundational component of multifamily underwriting. If you overestimate market rents, you overpay for the property. If you underestimate market rents, you miss opportunities. Market rent determines your income potential, your value-add opportunity, and your property value. Getting market rent right is essential for accurate underwriting. But here's what many investors miss. Rent comp analysis is not just about finding similar properties and averaging their rents. It's about understanding what drives rent differences, adjusting for those differences, and determining what your specific units can realistically rent for in the current market. Today, I'm going to share what we've learned about conducting rent comp analysis through experience and pattern recognition. What is market rent? Market rent is the rent that a vacant, available unit could command in the current market under current conditions. Market rent is not what you hope to get. It's not what the seller says you can get. It's not what comparable properties were getting 6 months ago or a year ago. Market rent is what tenants are willing to pay today for a unit like yours in your location with your amenities and condition. Market rent is dynamic. It changes based on supply and demand, economic conditions, seasonality, and competition. Your job as an underwriter is to determine market rent accurately based on current market conditions and comparable properties. Why rent comps matter? Rent comps matter because they determine your income potential and your value-add opportunity. If your current rents are $900 and market rent is $1,000, you have $100 per month in loss to lease, potential upside you can capture as leases expire. If your current rents are $900 and market rent is $950, you have less upside than you thought. If your current rents are $900 and market rent is actually only $900, you have no upside. The seller may have told you market rent is $1,000, but the market doesn't support it. Small rent assumption errors can materially impact valuation. These errors compound across the entire property and affect both NOI projections and exit value. Accurate rent comp analysis is essential for accurate underwriting. The rent comp process, 5 steps. Let me walk you through our rent comp process. There are 5 steps. Identify comparable properties, gather rent and property data, adjust for differences, determine market rent by unit type, and verify with market feedback. Step 1. Identify comparable properties. The first step is to identify comparable properties. Comparable properties are properties that compete with your property for the same tenant base. To identify comparables, you need to consider several factors. First, location. Comparables should generally be within the same competitive submarket. This varies by market density. In urban areas, that might be a 1 mile radius. In suburban areas, it might be 3 to 5 miles. The key is identifying properties that compete for the same tenant pool. Second, property type. Comparables should be the same property type: garden style, mid-rise, high-rise, or wrap. A garden style property is not comparable to a high-rise. Third, property class. Comparables should be the same property class: Class A, Class B, or Class C. A Class A property is not comparable to a Class C property. Fourth, age and condition. Comparables should be similar in age and condition. A newly renovated property is not comparable to a property with deferred maintenance. Fifth, unit mix. Comparables should have similar unit types: studios, one bedrooms, two bedrooms, three bedrooms. You need to compare apples to apples. Sixth, amenities. Comparables should have similar amenities: pool, fitness center, parking, in-unit laundry, etc. At CREI Partners, we typically identify 5 to 10 comparable properties for our rent comp analysis. We focus on properties that are truly comparable. Same competitive submarket, same property type, same class, similar age and condition, and similar amenities. Step 2. Gather rent and property data. The second step is to gather rent and property data for each comparable property. You need to gather the following data: current asking rents by unit type, unit square footage, lease terms, concessions being offered, occupancy rates, amenities, property condition, and recent renovations or improvements. There are several sources for this data. First, online listing sites like Apartments.com, Zillow, Rent.com, and Apartment Finder. These sites show current asking rents and available units. Second, property websites. Most properties have their own websites with floor plans, rents, and amenities. Third, phone calls to properties. Call the leasing office and ask about availability, rents, concessions, and lease terms. This gives you real-time market data. Fourth, property tours. Visit the properties in person. See the condition, the amenities, and the location. Talk to leasing agents. Get a feel for the property. Fifth, commercial real estate data providers like CoStar, Yardi Matrix, or Reis. These platforms provide comprehensive market data, including rents, occupancy, and concessions. At CREI Partners, we use a combination of online research, phone calls, property tours, and data platforms. We don't rely on a single source. We verify data from multiple sources to ensure accuracy. Step 3. Adjust for differences. The third step is to adjust for differences between your property and the comparables. No two properties are exactly the same. You need to adjust for differences in location, condition, amenities, unit size, and other factors. Here are the key adjustment factors. First, location. Properties in better locations command higher rents. If a comparable is in a better location than your property, you need to adjust rents downward. If it's in a worse location, adjust rents upward. Second, condition and renovations. Renovated units command higher rents than non-renovated units. If a comparable has renovated units and your units are not renovated, you need to adjust rents downward. Third, amenities. Properties with better amenities command higher rents. If a comparable has a resort-style pool, state-of-the-art fitness center, and dog park, and your property has a basic pool and no fitness center, you need to adjust rents downward. Fourth, unit size. Larger units command higher rents. Adjust for square footage differences. A 900-square-foot two-bedroom is not directly comparable to a 1,100-square-foot two-bedroom. Fifth, parking. Properties with covered or garage parking command higher rents than properties with surface parking only. Sixth, in-unit features. In-unit washer, dryer, updated appliances, and modern finishes command higher rents. Seventh, concessions. If a comparable is offering 1 month free rent, the effective rent is lower than the stated rent. Adjust for concessions. The key is to adjust for all material differences to determine what your units can realistically rent for. At CREI Partners, we adjust for all material differences. We don't just average rents across comparables. We adjust for location, condition, amenities, unit size, and concessions to determine accurate market rent for our specific units. Step 4. Determine market rent by unit type. The fourth step is to determine market rent by unit type: studios, one bedrooms, two bedrooms, and three bedrooms. You need to analyze each unit type separately because market rent varies by unit type. For each unit type, analyze the comparable rents, adjust for differences, and determine a market rent range. For example, for two-bedroom units, after adjusting for differences, you might determine that market rent for your two-bedroom units is $950 to $1,000 per month. You then select a market rent within that range based on your property's specific condition, location, and amenities. If your property is in good condition with solid amenities, you might use $975 or $1,000. If your property needs work, you might use $950. The key is to be realistic and conservative. Don't use the high end of the range unless your property truly justifies it. At CREI Partners, we determine market rent by unit type and use conservative assumptions. We typically use the middle to lower end of the market rent range to build in a buffer. Step 5. Verify with market feedback. The fifth step is to verify your market rent assumptions with market feedback. Market feedback includes conversations with brokers, property managers, leasing agents, and local investors. These people are in the market every day and have real-time knowledge of market conditions. Ask them, what are rents doing in this submarket? Are rents increasing, stable, or declining? What concessions are being offered? How long does it take to lease a unit? What are tenants looking for? Also, test your assumptions through leasing conversations and market feedback during diligence. Gauge interest levels, ask leasing agents about demand at various price points, and understand what's driving tenant decisions in real time. At CREI Partners, we verify our market rent assumptions with brokers, property managers, and local investors. We don't just rely on data, we get market feedback from people who are active in the market. Common mistakes in rent comp analysis. Let me share some common mistakes investors make in rent comp analysis. First, using asking rents instead of effective rents. If a property is offering 1 month free rent, the effective rent is lower than the asking rent. Always adjust for concessions. Second, using outdated data. Rents change. Data from 6 months ago or a year ago may not reflect current market conditions. Third, comparing properties that are not truly comparable. Compare apples to apples. Fourth, not adjusting for differences. You need to adjust for location, condition, amenities, unit size, and other factors. Fifth, cherry-picking comparables to justify assumptions. Use a representative sample of truly comparable properties. Sixth, ignoring market trends. Is the market getting stronger or weaker? Market trends matter. At CREI Partners, we avoid these mistakes by using current data, comparing truly comparable properties, adjusting for differences, and verifying with market feedback. Rent comps for value-add properties. If you're analyzing a value-add property, you need to conduct two rent comp analyses, one for current condition and one for post-renovation condition. Current condition rent comps tell you what your units can rent for today in their current condition. This determines your current income and your baseline. Post-renovation rent comps tell you what your units can rent for after renovations. This determines your income upside and your value-add opportunity. For post-renovation rent comps, you need to identify comparables that have similar renovations to what you're planning. If you're planning to install quartz countertops, stainless steel appliances, and luxury vinyl plank flooring, find comparables with those same finishes. The difference between post-renovation rent and current rent is your rent premium. This rent premium needs to justify your renovation costs. Payback period is one factor among many, including hold period, financing structure, and exit assumptions. At CREI Partners, we conduct separate rent comp analyses for current condition and post-renovation condition. We verify that the rent premium justifies the renovation cost before we commit to a value-add strategy. Seasonality and market timing. Rent comps can vary by season. Spring and summer are typically stronger leasing seasons with higher rents and lower concessions. Fall and winter are typically weaker leasing seasons with lower rents and higher concessions. You need to account for seasonality in your rent comp analysis. If you're conducting rent comps in July, peak leasing season, and you're planning to lease units in December, slow leasing season, you may need to adjust your market rent assumptions downward. Also, consider market timing. Is the market getting stronger or weaker? Are new properties being delivered that will increase competition? Are employers leaving the market? Market conditions change. Your rent comp analysis should reflect current conditions and anticipated near-term changes. At CREI Partners, we account for seasonality and market timing in our rent comp analysis. We don't assume peak season rents will hold year-round. Rent comps and underwriting conservatism. Here's the key principle. Be conservative in your rent comp analysis. Don't use the highest rents you find. Don't assume you can achieve the same rents as the best property in the market. Don't ignore concessions or market softness. Use realistic, achievable market rents based on your property's specific condition, location, and amenities. At CREI Partners, we use conservative assumptions in our rent comp analysis. We typically use the middle to lower end of the market rent range to build in a margin of safety. This conservative approach protects us when market conditions change or when our units don't lease as quickly as projected. Red flags in rent comp analysis. Let me share some red flags to watch for during rent comp analysis. First, seller's market rents are significantly higher than your independent analysis. If the seller says market rent is $1,100, but your analysis shows $1,000, that's a red flag. Second, widespread concessions in the market. If most comparables are offering 1 month free or 2 months free, that suggests weak demand or oversupply. Effective rents are lower than stated rents. Third, high vacancy at comparables. If comparable properties have high vacancy, that suggests rents may be too high or demand is weak. Fourth, declining rents. If rents have been declining over the past 6 to 12 months, the market may be softening. Fifth, significant new supply coming to market. If there are several new properties under construction or recently delivered, that will increase competition and may pressure rents. At CREI Partners, we watch for these red flags. If we see widespread concessions, high vacancy, or declining rents, we reevaluate our assumptions and required returns accordingly. CREI Partners' approach to rent comps. At CREI Partners, our approach to rent comp analysis is disciplined and conservative. We identify 5 to 10 truly comparable properties. We gather data from multiple sources, online listings, phone calls, property tours, and data platforms. We adjust for all material differences, location, condition, amenities, unit size, and concessions. We determine market rent by unit type and use conservative assumptions. We verify our assumptions with market feedback from brokers, property managers, and local investors. We account for seasonality and market timing, and we independently verify all assumptions. If our independent rent comp analysis is significantly lower than the seller's assumptions, we adjust our underwriting accordingly or pass on the deal. Key takeaways. Let me close with this. Rent comp analysis is about determining what your units can realistically rent for in the current market, not what you hope they can rent for or what the seller says they can rent for. Market rent is dynamic. It changes based on supply and demand, economic conditions, seasonality, and competition. The rent comp process has 5 steps. Identify comparable properties, gather rent and property data, adjust for differences, determine market rent by unit type, and verify with market feedback. Identify truly comparable properties within the same competitive submarket with similar property type, class, age, condition, and amenities. Compare apples to apples. Gather data from multiple sources, online listings, phone calls, property tours, and data platforms. Adjust for all material differences, location, condition, amenities, unit size, and concessions. Determine market rent by unit type. Each unit type has its own market rent. Verify your assumptions with market feedback from brokers, property managers, and local investors. For value-add properties, conduct separate rent comp analyses for current condition and post-renovation condition. Account for seasonality and market timing. Don't assume peak season rents will hold year-round. Use conservative assumptions in your analysis. Watch for red flags. Seller's market rents significantly higher than your analysis. Widespread concessions, high vacancy, declining rents, and significant new supply. At CREI Partners, we conduct disciplined, conservative rent comp analysis. We gather data from multiple sources, adjust for differences, and independently verify all assumptions. Rent comp analysis is a core underwriting function. Get it right, and your underwriting will be accurate. Tomorrow, we're talking about loss to lease and economic vacancy in multifamily. We'll cover how to analyze and capture the gap between current rents and market rents. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.